your work.
I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Justice Department has until noon Eastern time today to suggest what can be made public about the reasons for the FBI search on former President Trump's home in Florida.
The Justice Department has argued against the release of the full document, saying doing so could compromise its investigation. Despite the department's opposition, Judge Bruce Reinhart ruled against keeping the affidavit fully sealed due to, quote, the intense public and historical interest in an unprecedented search of a former president's residence.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Abortion bans can be legally enforced in Idaho, Tennessee, and Texas starting today and North Dakota tomorrow. Part of the Idaho ban, though, cannot be enforced for now.
A federal judge in Idaho issued a ruling last night saying the state can't prosecute anyone who performs an abortion in an emergency medical situation. The judge said that would violate the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. That law means Medicare-funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing treatment to patients. A judge in Texas made the opposite call earlier this week and barred the federal government from enforcing that law. Jill Nato, Fox News.
At least 25 people are now reported to have been killed in Russian rocket attacks in Ukraine.
Russian attacks on Ukraine's Independence Day, demolishing a passenger train. U.S. intelligence warned of new Russian strikes on government and civilian buildings. One blast blowing up a shopping mall in eastern Donetsk. Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, is mandating stay-at-home orders for two full days. In the capital, holiday gatherings are banned.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. The economy here in America shrank at an annual rate of 0.6% in the second quarter of the year, April through June, a slight improvement from the initial Commerce Department estimate of 0.9%. New unemployment claims were down 2,000 last week at 243,000. The four-week average is up 1,500 at 247,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden campaigns in Maryland this evening.
Fresh off the heels of a decision to forgive student loans for many Americans, President Biden is hitting the campaign trail. His stop at Richard Montgomery High School in Rockville, Maryland, will feature the Democrats' nominees for state positions like governor. The state has had a Republican in the governor's mansion for almost 8 years. The president will be campaigning for Wes Moore, who's facing Dan Cox, the Republican nominee, campaigning as an America First conservative and has the backing of former President Donald Trump.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A Florida judge has tossed out 457 settlement claims related to last year's deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida.
Many of those submissions from states out west were linked to a blog that shows people how to submit unproven claims. Government records confirmed the deception. The Champlain Towers South building collapsed last June, killing 98 people. The 284 remaining claimants will be entitled to a share of a $1.1 billion settlement fund approved in June. A definitive cause for the collapse is likely years from being known. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Amazon Care is shutting down at the end of the year.
The medical unit was launched in the pandemic for Amazon's own employees, then expanded to other corporate customers. Amazon had planned to expand the service nationwide, offering telemedicine and in-person care. The company told Amazon Health Services employees that it wasn't a complete enough offering for the large customers it was targeting. Amazon also recently purchased One Medical, a chain of medical clinics, and Amazon is among bidders for home health services company Signify Health.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Three journalists are on trial in Finland, accused of revealing national defense secrets in a newspaper article 5 years ago. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.